are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight, and I've got another extraordinary guest. This is going to be so much fun because I love bringing, you know, I've been a part of the arts in some way, shape, or form in my life, my past life, and even in this life, I guess. But, you know, I used to do a lot of singing when I was younger, and I sang live on television, or I would sing. I've got my own album out, and it would be on the radio in Europe and all kinds of fun things. But I never had a singing lesson in my life. It was just kind of one of those things that I was lucky enough to have. Now, I wasn't Barbara Streisand, but I could hold a note and sing a song. And so this is why I'm so excited to bring on my next guest, because again, I just met our next guest only a couple of weeks ago, short weeks ago, and loved what she does and wanted to get her on the show, because a lot of people ask me too, well, how would I go about this and how would I do this? And so I'm going to bring on Mary Beth Dime right now, and she is an exceptional personal performance coach known worldwide for her pioneering work and expertise in the function and the use of the human voice. Yay! I'm loving this show. I'm going to have so much fun with you, Mary Beth, because I think everybody likes to sing at a certain point, right? A lot of shower singers, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's the best place in the world to sing.
It is the best place in the world to sing, especially if you don't want to be heard. But for those that do want to be heard, and by the way, go to coresinging.org, everybody, while you're following along. You can take a little look at Mary Beth's website and the certification part of what she does, her events and classes, and how she has gone about teaching and mentoring singers for I don't know how many years and all over the world. So let's bring her on. Say hello, Mary Beth. There you are.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to be here, Clarissa.
It really is such a pleasure. And I'm going to start at the beginning because, you know, I know of you, not much, but enough to know that you, as I said before, you're teaching teachers how to teach people to sing. Yes?
Exactly. Okay. And that's my passion.
That is your passion. And you do that with a certification program called Core Singing, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more. Well, first of all, tell us how you got started.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, when I was young, apparently, when I say young, I mean like 3 or 4, mm-hmm. apparently I never stopped singing. And we lived on the coast of North Carolina, so I think I sang to every seagull and sea urchin and
your first audience
on the beach. And I started dance at a young age, but mm-hmm. it was just part of me to sing. Mm-hmm. But I went on to get a degree in performance and then moved on from there and started teaching in a small college in Pennsylvania and loved what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I went the way of teaching rather than performing.
Right.
Partly because it was not always done in the days when I was young. Mm-hmm. So, I got really curious about how singing worked. I was a person who used to tear things apart to see how they worked. So I've always been curious that way. And I eventually landed at the University of Southern California, getting a doctorate, and half in anatomy and physiology and half in performance, mm-hmm. because I had a mentor who wanted someone who understood the voice, because there were so many old myths and wives' tales about mm-hmm. how it worked.
Right.
So that started a very, very, very interesting journey. Mm-hmm. And I ended up teaching mm-hmm. both singing and anatomy for the next 20 years in university.
So have you never performed?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
I performed within that context. I always gave concerts and recitals, mm-hmm. and I had local, you know, I was a paid soloist in mm-hmm. in various things around the area, but mm-hmm. because my teaching load was so heavy, I couldn't go on the road full time.
Right.
But I always made it a point to perform because I love the stage.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever a time that you think, wow, I really should have put that that part of my life aside and just let go and gone on the road. Do you ever think, do you miss that part?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think once you've been on stage, mm-hmm. and you, when you enjoy being on
yep.
stage, there is that part of you.
Right.
I mean, even at my advanced age now, there's part of me that goes, I wouldn't mind singing.
Sure, sure. No, and I, you know, because of someone you're speaking that I've been on the road plenty in my life, I know that I really, truly enjoyed the stage. You know, you're talking to the girl that was Mary Poppins in the kindergarten play. So, you know, it was kind of written in the stars that in some way, shape, or form, I'd always have a microphone in front of me. But, I think what I'm trying to say is, yes, I really love being on the road, and I did love the stage. But that too kind of wears out. Whereas I'm assuming that teaching and watching other birds fly, helping other birds fly, has got to be extremely, give you so much satisfaction.
It's the greatest joy in the world.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I was just saying to someone this morning that I was talking with whom I was speaking,
mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't always come back quickly when you're teaching like that,
mm-hmm.
but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'll get a little note or I'll get somebody say, you know, you remember 20 years ago you said this to me, and of course I don't, but I was saying, you know, it changed my life.
Wow. And isn't that, as you said, the greatest joy and so much satisfaction when you get that kind of recognition and thanks and appreciation, if you will. Yeah, I totally
Absolutely.
Agree with that.
And it's such a pleasure to be able to give teachers tools that make their life and their teaching mm-hmm. easier.
Right.
And that's the real joy. That's the real joy of core singing.
Right.
Which was another journey in itself.
Now, when you say your teachers, these are teachers that are teaching all ages, you know, all kinds of different singers, all kinds of different singers.
Every possibility
right.
from... And even 80-year-olds, some people, it's amazing how many elders are now going back and having singing lessons.
It's that bucket list thing. You know, you want to get it all in, and I totally get that, you know.
Exactly.
As I was saying before, you know, I would have loved to have had, you know, formal training. And there was a point in time, I'll share with you, that when I was living in Italy, I was going to be starting to do some, what they call operetta. And
yes.
As you well know, and it seemed as though I was singing in a certain category, if you will, live on television and those sorts of things, and it seemed to go fairly well. But when I was mm-hmm. called in to go do an audition for the operetta, for which I was taken, by the way, there was this whole new range that I got to play in that I didn't even know existed. So, isn't that fun? Though how the magic that is the voice. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about that? Because I'd love to learn a little bit more about the technicality also of what you teach.
Ah, okay. Well, let me just say that one of the things that I'm so excited about now is I have done a lot of work with energy and how it works and how it works in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that in the teaching of singing, we tend to get caught up in some of the old hand-me-down information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as efficient or effective mm-hmm. or as exciting
mm-hmm.
as working with energy.
Right.
But the first thing that any singer needs to do is balance, or any speaker, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, you know, when people get involved in singing, they quite often have their heads in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that grounding that brings them a full resonant sound
mm-hmm.
as well. So I work a lot with that because what I see, you know, when you look at any of these, there's so many programs now on The Voice, like
right.
The Voice.
Right. Do you watch those programs? Do you watch them?
I do.
Aren't they exciting?
I want to know what they're doing.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel that's, you know, it's part of my information mm-hmm. to understand what these people are doing, and
mm-hmm.
some of them are fabulous singers, you know, mm-hmm. some, you know, it's
surely
like anything.
So you work with
some
energy, the actual energetic piece or part of our bodies.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were
because
getting...
Because For instance, I'll give you a little example of how energy works in a way. Some people are taught to stare at a wall or stare at a place mm-hmm. when they sing or speak, you know, instead of looking or seeing the audience. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that does is block their energy because their awareness is so narrow that it closes them off energetically. So if you get someone to just see and take in all that is around them as part of their space, mm-hmm. it opens up the voice enormously. Right. And people are stunned. They never thought of that.
Right.
So that's one way energetically.
Right.
The other is balancing the body, and I use lines of energy. I don't say, no, you've got to have your head here and your this and this and this, mm-hmm. because that creates a kind of robot on stage.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's more like I use some of the basis of Qigong and some of the more fluid elements from Eastern balance in getting people balanced. And it means that the Qi is flowing.
Right. What do you find are some of the reasons that draw singers to sing other than the great passion for singing? What is it that really that drives a singer to want to be on stage and to share her voice or his voice with others?
Oh my gosh. Singing is partly an obsession. But when you're singing well, there's nothing that feels better.
Mm.
There's absolutely nothing. That vibration in your whole
body. The resonance,
body,
yeah, for sure.
The resonance, the sensation, mm-hmm. and the joy of music.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it is addictive to singers.
Yeah, and the applause helps too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm going to be honest and tell you, there really is. It's just it's the greatest feeling in the world. And maybe it's you know, I'm going to say it might sound egotistical to say that, but it's also the joy of the share, of you know, of having others partake, of having, you know, seeing others enjoy the work that you're doing. And by the way, there's a lot of hard work that goes into singing and singing properly, yeah?
Huge. Hours of work all by yourself in a practice room.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I want to speak to that word share because this is one of the things I talk about with people who are performing.
Can we do that right after the break, Mary Beth? If you let me go to break first, we're going to do that. Everybody, you are here in the limelight on Voice America's Influencers channel. I always thank A-Rod every time I come on air. And we are going to be right back, so do not go away.
Stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt and Mary Beth Dime. She is a phenomenal, fascinating woman. And I want you to jump over to coursesinging.org. As we are chatting with her, you'll learn more about her certification, platforms, her events and classes, and teacher mentoring. She does it all. And I also wanted to bring attention to the fact that she has some books out you're going to want to know about. One is called The Performer's Voice and Presence, Confidence and Personal Power. And so I am assuming we can find those on Amazon, Mary Beth?
You can.
Awesome.
Yes, you can.
Did I say those names right? The Performer's Voice and Presence, Confidence and Personal Power. There you go. I think I did it.
There you are.
Let's talk about that confidence and personal power piece. So now we've got the voice and we're working on our voice and it sounds lovely, but it can be a little, it can undo you once you're ready to go on stage. So how do you work with them, teaching them confidence and personal power?
Okay. Well, one of the things that we mentioned right before the break was this word sharing. And it's very interesting when people have worked on themselves so much and they really, really want to give what they have with the audience, but they become extremely nervous because they're worried that they're not good enough or they're not doing enough, you know, all those things that go on in a performer. And what I say to people is, if you're thinking about yourself, then you're not thinking about your message.
That's great.
And the whole idea is to share with the audience. They want to take part.
Mm-hmm.
And share with you.
Yep.
They don't want to be seeing somebody up there who's worried about how they're doing and if they're doing it well enough.
Yeah.
It's a matter of getting lost and sharing the joy.
Yeah.
And most people forget about that's why they're really there when they start to think about themselves. So that's the big thing about that.
I love that quote.
The other thing
great.
We do when we're not sharing is give away our personal power. And you can watch people shrink in front of you when they're doing that. And not only do they shrink physically, but the voice shrinks as well, and it loses that wonderful resonance.
Give me an example of that. I'm having a hard time coming up with what that looks like.
Well, for instance, if I become afraid or timid, I'm now sitting here shrinking, and I don't know if you can hear the difference in the sound of my voice, but it's lost a lot of depth. Okay? Whereas if I expand again, if I get taller, wider, and I feel like I'm sharing something with you rather than analyzing it as I say it, then it means that I've got a lot more flow of energy in my body and that I have a lot more sound as well.
Yeah. A lot of times, you know, I work with people also in media, and one of the things that I will say to them is, you know, when you're on stage, nobody wants to see you fail. Everybody wants to see you succeed. Everyone wants to hear your best. Everyone is there to support you, or they wouldn't be sitting there. They wouldn't have bought the ticket. They wouldn't have wasted their time and their energy coming to that auditorium, coming to that theater, coming to wherever they've come to see you. So, you know, I like to tell people that, and I think it gives them some solace when I say they're not there to see you fail.
Yep,
I think that helps. So go ahead.
Two things that really help. One is, what is your intention for that performance? What is it? Sometimes it can be something like, I want the audience to go away feeling better than when they walked in the door. It can be as simple as that. But setting your intention also tells your mind, your brain, and your higher consciousness what you want to happen. And then that all works together to help you.
Right. Now, I know that you're having some events coming up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I'm going up to Sacramento to do some master classes, one for Sacramento State in early February. I'll be teaching some private lessons. I'll be working with teachers of singing up there as well. So be there about 4 days with a fairly full schedule of a high school, a girls' high school, plus Sacramento State, and then private people, and then also meeting with teachers of singing in the area. So it's going to be a wonderful packed time there.
And what are the dates there?
The dates there are February 1st through the 5th.
Oh, coming up. Okay.
Yeah.
And so how can people find out more and where do they sign up?
Sacramento State is having a masterclass that's online. If you go to Sacramento State Music, that'll be listed there as an event on, and I'm just trying to remember which date it is now very quickly.
That's all right.
It's like February the 3rd.
Okay. And would it be possible, would you like people emailing you?
They can email me as well, and the best email really is dame@gmail.com.
So I ask your forgiveness for saying your last name with the Italian flair to it. I said Dime. It's Dame. Forgive me.
That's all right.
So Mary Beth Dame, everybody. Sorry, I read it sometimes. I lived in Italy for 30 years, and sometimes I still read as though I live there still, and I don't. So I should have asked you that question beforehand. Forgive me.
Right.
So Mary Beth Dame, everybody, you can get her at mdame@gmail.com, or we can jump on over to coursesinging.org to learn a lot more about her events and classes, her certification for teachers. And I was asking you before, do you ever get to, as we're in closing, so very quickly, do you ever get to meet the students of the teachers that you teach?
I do, and it's very exciting. And I also see them winning things and doing well and loving their singing, and that is so exciting. And let me just say two words about the Core Singing Program.
Sure.
It's a self-development and performance and teaching, which incorporates Eastern, Western, even some quantum mechanics and huge ideas in changing the way we work with singers.
Yeah. What advice in closing would you give to somebody that's sitting there and listening to us and saying, well, I think I can sing, but I'm not really sure. Oh, I could never do it. I'm so embarrassed. Because I remember the beginning, I was so shy about it all. I was so embarrassed by it all. But once you do it and you find out you're good at it, you get hooked. So, what's the worst case scenario and what's the best case scenario for somebody that wants to move forward with singing?
First of all, singing is part of our being. We are nothing but vibration. So singing is us singing our own vibrations.
Right.
That's the first.
Right.
If you feel that most people who ask me about singing are comparing themselves to somebody already on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, in the worst case scenario, make up your own song. There's nothing you can get wrong.
Right.
It doesn't have to be correct. You can sing all the time and make up your own tune.
Oh, I like that. Oh, so that was great. I never heard you sing before. Yeah.
If you want to move further, it's always helpful to have lessons. And there's so much available today.
Mm-hmm.
Every style of music. We're in a global situation where we're exposed to every kind of singing all over the world. And it's so exciting. So I would say never judge yourself about your singing, and don't listen to others who judge you. Just enjoy making noise, making sound, making that vibration.
And we do. I've got to say, we do. Here's one thing I will share with you, though. I probably don't sing as much as I should. And it's one of those things, it's kind of an instant lift. It's an instant confidence boost. It's one of those things that just makes you kind of feel better all the way around. And it's the same thing with dance. We didn't touch much on dance, but I know that you had some things going on in your life in dance and maybe in past years, I don't know. But I'm going to invite everybody in closing. We've only got 30 seconds to go, but everybody just let your voice be heard. Just sing. Who cares if you don't sound like Barbra Streisand? I didn't, but I tried it. And the next thing it just seemed to work. And if you just weren't really meant to be a singer and that's not what you're interested in, sing anyway. Do you agree?
Those vibrations are healing.
Yes, they are. Thank you so much, Mary Beth Dame. Got it right that time. For being on the show. You have been, everybody, listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt on Voice America's Influencers Channel. We will be talking to you next week, and I will have yet two more fabulous guests for you to know, like, and trust. Talk then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.